This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Human service providers do more than care for community members. They're a big employer and economic booster for McLean County. That's according to a new report by Illinois Partners for Human Services and the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council. It shows more than 1,600 jobs in the sector, which generates over $250 million for McLean County's economy. Dana Vollmer talked to Illinois Partners' Holly Ambule about the findings.
In the past, the study only looked at organizations that were funded by United Way, but this time we expanded that pool. So we approached all nonprofit human services providers, including those that do primarily advocacy, and not necessarily only direct services. We approached about 75 organizations, and 55 ended up participating. That's about a 75% response rate, and the results are very compelling. So we're measuring this, not just the size of the aggregate employers in the human services space, so the dollars that circulate in our county's economy as a result of their presence here. So that includes the actual payroll that they collectively, but also how the employees spending money in our community creates a secondary impact and supports other jobs.
Why is it important to have this information? What does it tell us?
It's important for the general public to understand that the human services sector is a contributor in our economy, and to value them, not just for the services they provide to individuals and families in our community, but also to value them as a major employer that contributes to our economy and our gross domestic product in a really tangible way. So if these businesses disappeared from our economy, the ripple effects would be felt across the business community. So it would affect our economy, but also the lives of people that are served by these organizations as well.
Is that a growing threat? Is this a pretty viable space for nonprofit work?
They're not going anywhere, thankfully. The businesses in the survey have shown amazing resilience, like many other sectors, and especially in the past year. Uniquely, the nonprofit human services community is supported by public investment in the sector. Unlike the for-profit sector, the nonprofit human services employers can't just raise their prices to cover increased costs, like a business can that sells a tangible products. So these employers are providing services that help bring well-being to individuals and families and make sure everybody can thrive and reach their potential in our communities. And we really rely on the public investment from the federal, state, and local government to make sure that that happens.
There was another line that stood out. It was about the fact that human services leaders should have a seat at the table in decision-making processes the same way that business leaders do. Do you feel like that happens now?
There's definitely room for improvement there. And that's part of what I hope this research will facilitate, is really an increased level of respect and inclusion for the human services nonprofit sector, where even with only a 75% response rate, that as a collective, this group of employers represent the fifth largest in our community, which is something when it's in the mix with, you know, our major school districts, hospitals, and anchor employers in the private sector. So that's what we want to make sure people appreciate and understand. If you're pulling together a group of business leaders, a representative from the nonprofit human services sector should be included.
That's Holly Ambule with Illinois Partners for Human Services talking to Dana Vollmer. To read the full report, go to WGLT.org.